I have no words. I'm not doing the intro. I'm not doing that off the cliff show. None of that. They got robbed. I don't care what you say. It was oh my God. What I saw was last night was just insane. Like the we're just gonna get directly into it, right? So y'all all know what I'm talking about. The Sixers completely got robbed last night in game two versus the New York Knicks. We could just talk about the last 40 seconds. I was going to talk about the entire game, but whatever. It doesn't even matter at this point. So, last 40 seconds. Jalen Brunson, Knicks go into a PNR. Kyle Lowry almost steals the ball from Jalen Brunson. Loose ball attempt. It gets out to Dante DiVincenzo or somebody at the top of the key. They swing it. Gets to Jalen Brunson in the corner. Pump fake. Maxi flies by him. Jalen Brunson, Looney Tunes, bounce three. Goes in, right? All right. Cool. Who cares? You're still up two. This is where everything just gets thrown away, right? So Kyle Lowry is now on the baseline, inbound play. No timeout is called. He tries to force it to Maxi. Maxi then loses the ball, grabs the ball, falls on the ground. Still no timeout. Knicks get the ball. He tries to throw it to Kyle Lowry. Knicks get the steal. Josh Hart grabs it, swings it to Dante DiVincenzo. Miss. Nobody boxes out on the Sixers. Absolutely nobody boxes out in the Sixers. Hartenstein gets the rebound, kicks out Dante DiVincenzo, three. Sixers take the lead. Whatever happens after that happens, right? Maxi misses the layup, whatever. Knicks win the game. There are a couple people I'm going to blame for this entire meltdown or whatever I watched. But I'm going to start off with the refs because there are more people to blame, but it was insane that the Sixers could not get their timeout granted. And they were calling for a timeout. So before that, Kyle Lowry inbounds the ball to Maxi. Maxi does a spin, gets open. Jalen Brunson grabs a handful of his jersey. You can visibly see Tyrese Maxey's jersey getting pulled off. Like the compression shirt under his jersey is showing, like bare showing. The refs don't give him a foul call. He ends up losing the ball, recollects it. Josh Hart runs into him. He falls on the ground. Okay. At worst, that's a walk. All right? The play is blown dead. He tries to throw it to Kyle Lowry. And it's a turnover, right? The refs, two different calls missed there, right? Also on the refs, we bring it back to the inbounds play. Kyle Lowry tries to inbound it. Nick Nurse is over there kind of calling for a timeout. Now, I give them slack on this because if you do look at the replay and you do zoom in, Nick Nurse never actually calls the timeout. He's kind of like fidgeting at it like, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, which is completely on Nick Nurse's fault, right? But Maxi loses the ball and falls on the ground. Nick Nurse is adamantly trying to call for a timeout, and the ref looks him dead in his face and ignores him, which is insane. And Nick is almost on the court while this is happening. The ref just waves off the timeout. I've never seen a situation where that timeout is not granted. The ref at half court or wherever he was at on the sideline, directly in Nick Nurse's view, is there in case that timeout is supposed to be called so he can be in line and have his vision in line with coach and ball, right? So he can see if the coach is calling a timeout, especially in a situation like that where it is the end of the game. You know that at worst, the opposing team, the team with the ball is going to call a timeout if anything goes wrong. Like, you know that is going to happen. Every fan watching, every fan in the stadium knew it, right? Even I'm watching, I'm like, all right, well, they're obviously not going to get this ball in. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout never comes. And it comes out that Nick Nurse was actually trying to call the timeout, which what makes it worse is the different angles of everything that was going on. The different angles of the play are Kyle Lowry is also adamantly trying to call a timeout to the baseline ref. Nick Batum is looking over at the other sideline ref trying to call a timeout. And Joel Embiid is in the middle of the court, in the middle of the paint, trying to call a timeout as well. Every single ref ignored them. And I see the argument of Maxie didn't have the ball. But if you look at the replay, there's a screenshot, and I will show it here when I do a short, wherever I do. There is a clear screenshot of Tyrese Maxey having full control of the ball while Nick Nurse is making the timeout signal halfway on the court. The Sixers, they just completely got robbed. I've never seen that timeout not granted at all. It's ridiculous. And I don't want to say sports is rigged. I'm trying my hardest not to believe that sports is rigged. It was one thing with the Iowa-UConn game, this Eagles Super Bowl game, this, like, oh my God, it comes out that, and then the Sixers said they're going to file for a complaint. Nick Nurse also comes out and says he tried to call two timeouts, whatever. It's ridiculous not a single whistle was blown during all that. But, like I said, there's some other people I'm going to blame here as well, because for everything that went wrong with the refs and how they didn't make a call, it is also on the Sixers as well, right? Because in that moment, I'll start off with Nick Nurse. In that moment, the second the Jalen Brunson shot goes in, that it bounces in, does the Looney Tune bounce, the second that shot goes in, you call a timeout. Now, I get the argument of you want to get a quick look and say, okay, let's see if we can inbound the ball here quickly. But once he saw that no player on the Sixers outside of Tyrese Maxey was even moving to set a screen, to get open, you have to call the timeout there to get your team organized. He never calls the timeout. Then, going back to them, Kyle Lowry forcing the ball into Tyrese Maxey. Nick Nurse is half calling a timeout, half not. You could even see it in the video. He pulls away from calling the timeout at all. Now, I completely understand the refs not calling that one. But that is on Nick Nurse. He has to fully commit to calling a timeout. He has to run on the court. Or we've seen it in instances before where, in all of sports actually, where the coach will basically run in front of the ref to make sure that a timeout is called. He didn't do it in that instance, so I blame him there as well. The Tyrese Maxey, when he falls. Nick Nurse, that is when I do see him adamantly calling for a timeout, but he has to be more demonstrative in calling that timeout. Like, he should have been calling it before Maxey even falls. He should have been running on the court calling timeout before Maxey even calls. We know that they've never given a tech for that, right? For adamantly making sure, like, the ref sees you calling a timeout. They don't give a tech for that if you run onto the court, because you're not running in the middle of the play. You're running to try to get the ref's attention. And that is perfectly fine, right? So I do blame Nick Nurse for not calling a timeout and not being fully committed to calling timeout when he had the opportunities to, except for on that second timeout. Also, another person to blame, Kyle Lowry. You are the veteran on this team. This is why the Sixers brought you here, because you are supposed to make heady decisions in moments like this. You are supposed to have the cool head to be like, okay, well, I've been in these situations before. You are a champion. You understand what it is. You and Nick Batum are supposed to be those people, right? Once you notice that it's going to be really difficult to get Tyrese Maxey the ball on the inbound, you as the veteran have to call a timeout there and be like, all right, let's make it easier on ourselves. Let's get organized. Let's run a good play or a good set here so we can make sure that we're able to inbound the ball. He never does it. And it's like, well, then why are you here? Like, and I don't want to bash Kyle Lowry. I beat last night, got a couple offensive rebounds, key offensive rebounds, played great defense, was good on offense. I don't want to bash Kyle Lowry. But in that moment, that was just a huge, like, mess up or mental lapse. Also, Tyrese Maxey, and y'all know I love Reese, but he just had a mental lapse down the stretch of that, well, in that little, whatever you want to call it, right? So, yes, he's getting his jersey grabbed, but you can make an argument that they're not going to call that in real time, right? It's like ticky-tack, real time, whatever, depending on, except for how the game was going, whatever. You have to be strong with the ball, knowing that you're about to get it, instead of he tries to, like, sell the call when the ball is inbound, instead of him just fully grabbing the ball and making sure he has control of it. So that's one thing I ding him for. Then he gets the ball back. He falls. And instead of in that moment, he is supposed to be the one to call the timeout. Like, you know you're in a bad spot. Call a timeout there. You know y'all have one. Instead, I don't know if he forgot. I don't know if he didn't know that he didn't have one. He tries to force a pass to Kyle Lowry. It ends up getting stolen, leads to the DiVincenzo three. And it's these mental lapses that the Sixers just continuously have in these big spots throughout the playoffs, throughout the years, where you're like, why are they just not mentally tough? Why do they think it's these possessions where they can just slack off, right? Now, I don't know if because it was such a frantic play, Maxey very well could have thought they did not have a timeout the way Kyle Lowry was reacting, trying to get the ball in. That could be a possibility. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it was a mistake. Even Tyrese Maxey owned up to it. And that's all you want. Another thing that just went terribly wrong that the Sixers, I cannot believe it happened, the Hartenstein offensive rebound. How? I don't understand how you know in this moment they need a rebound. If that shot goes in, it goes in, whatever. But you know at worst you box everybody out that you can to make sure that you can secure the offensive rebound. I mean the defensive rebound. The only person that boxes out on that play is Tobias Harris, and he boxed out OG Anunoby, and it was a clean, great block out from Tobias. But if you look around, Kyle Lowry's in the corner on Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey is still on the floor, Joel Embiid tags Josh Hart, which is okay, that's acceptable, like, I get it, you get a little tag when you feel a body, right? Nico Batum is supposed to be the one to rotate over to Hartenstein, who is sprinting down the middle of the court to get this offensive rebound. Nicholas Batum is just walking, expecting the ball to just fall to him. And it's like I said, why do y'all think these are the instances where y'all can just be like, okay, we can relax here? No. If anything, this is supposed to be when your antennas are most up and you're supposed to be most detailed into the game. You're supposed to have great situational awareness. Like, okay, we need a rebound here. It's just like constant time after time after time, the Sixers lack situational awareness. It has now lost them two games in the playoff series that they should be winning. They are clearly the better team in this series, and they are beating themselves. I do want to give credit to the Knicks. This is how they win games. They win games on the margins. Offensive rebounding. Gang rebounding. Defense. Josh Hart, miraculous threes. Like, this is how they win games. But you know this as the Sixers. So these are the times where you up your level of play and you up your toughness and you up your mental capability and you say, all right, we just not letting y'all win games like that because it's just not, y'all just not about to do that. Y'all just not about to be the more talented team just because you're trying harder. It's just, oh my God, they just continuously get outworked. And it's been over the years and it's very annoying to watch. Oh my God. I want to talk about the game, but like the last 30 seconds ended up being the game. I do want to give credit to Joel Embiid. He was out there essentially on one leg that final 2 minutes. I want to give him a shout out because, like I said on the last show, I wanted him to now be a decoy and let Maxey become the closer, just like Denver does with Jamal Murray. And credit to Joel Embiid, tip my cap, he did it. He essentially said, I'll be the decoy. I'm going to make sure, Tyrese, you are able to get open shots. And Tyrese Maxey is the one who carried them down the stretch. Joel Embiid was also fighting his ass off for rebounds and on offense. He has the and one on Hartenstein. And it was a specific play that I specifically remember where it was a loose ball. And he essentially, on one leg, dives for the ball and taps it back in bounds to make sure that the Sixers secure the defensive rebound. So I just want to give a shout out and give credit to Joel Embiid. I don't know how he is now feeling with the knee. Like I said, it looked like he was on one leg at the end of the game. I don't know how it's going to be treating them, but he did sound confident at the end of the game, saying that the Sixers should be up 2-0 and they will win the series. He sounded confident. So maybe the knee is okay. I don't know, but he was limping. He could barely run. He could barely move, but he was out there fighting. He is a warrior. He gave up some offensive rebounds, and this is just like Joel. But like I respect the fight. It was on everybody. It wasn't just solely on him. He had a great game. Whatever. I do feel, let me just make sure. Oh my God, people are calling me. Stop. But I do feel a bit optimistic because the Sixers are clearly the better team. They have played like the better team through two games. You have the Joel Embiid injury in the first game, which completely knocks him out of rhythm. They even had a 5-point lead in the third quarter. And then you had this nonsense that happened at the end of game two. I do think I am optimistic that the Sixers can tie the series up, win two at home, and then essentially win in six. I just don't think the Knicks are that good of a team. They have an excellent game plan on Jalen Brunson, where they are forcing him into these small areas of space and forcing him to make a quick decision, and that is whether to shoot or to try to figure out what he's going to do on offense. I don't know, but it's a great game plan. Like I said, forcing him into this little mid-range area where it's just a tough shot if he's just going to continuously take it. And he's going to, like I said, he's going to have to hit at like a 50%, 60% clip for the Knicks to have a shot at winning. Like, the Knicks are winning off of Josh Hart. He went 4-for-5 from three in the first half. DiVincenzo stepped up. Like, they're just winning off of these, like, marginal – oh, my God. They're just winning off of these like marginal plays where, like, again, credit to the Knicks. This is how they've been winning games all season. So the Sixers have to mentally be prepared to make sure that the Knicks do not win on the margin, do not get offensive rebounds, do not get these wide open Josh Hart threes. Like, Josh Hart should never have 15 rebounds on a team that's the average height. They're all 6'6 and above outside of Tyrese Maxey. Like, it should never happen. Whoever is guarding Josh Hart should be the one to make sure that they are boxing him out. Like, single him out and make sure that he is not providing the Knicks with the energy in order to get these second chance opportunities. I don't get it. But like I said, I do feel optimistic because the Sixers are the better team here. It's just that, and they have not played their full complete game. They have an issue to where they get into the postseason and it's just Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey and no one else is stepping up, right? If you look at the Sixers box score, Tobias Harris is the only player outside of Tyrese and Joel in double figures, and he only has 10 points. Look at it. Kelly Oubre, 4 points, 2 of 7. Kyle Lowry, 8 points, 2 of 6. Nicholas Batum, 6 points, 2 of 5. Buddy Hield, 2 points. Paul Reed, 2 points. The Sixers are just not getting anything from anybody outside of Maxey and Joel, and it's frustrating because they have not played their complete game. They have been in both of these games, but they are beating themselves. We thought that the Sixers were one of the deepest teams going into the playoffs, and for some reason, it looks like everybody outside of the two superstars and Kyle Lowry are just shell-shocked, and they just can't hit a shot. Now, I give some grace to Kelly Oubre. He is guarding Jalen Brunson majority of the time, playing amazing defense on Jalen Brunson, which is pretty much taking up all of his energy. I get it. But he is just missing some, like, bunnies. And it's like, those are the shots that would swing the tide. Those are the shots that take the lead from 10 to possibly a 15-point lead in that first half, and then you essentially have the Knicks on their heels, right? Instead of keeping it at 10, keeping them within earshot, and allowing them to come back. And it's just like, they just have to clean up these like little situational things. Like, and they just have, they need more help. And then you look at the Knicks and you look at their supporting cast. OG Anunoby with 10. Josh Hart, 21 and 15. Hartenstein, 14 and 8. DiVincenzo, 19 and 4. McBride with 9. Bogdanovich with 6. Like, if the Sixers were able to get this production from the supporting cast, it would be a blowout. And like I said, the Sixers are clearly the better team here. I feel optimistic they should be able to go back to Philly to and tie the series up 2-2 because they are playing better, all depending on how Joel Embiid's knee feels. I do feel like encouraged, like if his knee is okay, like they can win. But like the way he was moving at the end of that game, me coping, I was like, okay, you know what? Fine. The Knicks are going to sweep because if the Sixers did win this game, they weren't going to win another game anyway because it looks like Joel can't even move right now. And that was just me coping. But like I said, he sounded confident in the presser that he will be able to play and that the knee is fine. I simply don't know. Also, Kyle Lowry looks like he was seriously hurt, so I guess we'll wait to get details on that. But I don't know. I do feel, like I said, I do feel more confident that they'll be able to tie the series up. Sixers did file a grievance with the league, which is they're trying to see if – what's going on? Oh, they're trying to see if the refs – they're trying to file a grievance. They filed a grievance with the refs over calls for game one and two. Whatever, it's not going to do anything. But the refereeing around the league is just abysmal. And LeBron even called him out last night. It's like, wait, he even said, what do we have a replay center for if you're just going to continuously get the calls wrong? But that's just the product that we got to watch, man. They absolutely got robbed. Credit to the Knicks. This is how they win games, man. A lot of Knicks fans was mad at me in the comments. Like, yeah, congrats. Like, GGs, y'all did get a win. The Sixers pretty much beat themselves. But, like, y'all, the others are stepping up for y'all. And that's all you can really ask for, man, especially being a Knicks fan. But I do feel confident Sixers tie the series up 2-2. NFL draft is on Thursday. No way they lose the Eagles draft night. No way. But yeah, man. Make sure y'all like and subscribe.